Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Luke out with the media at Mandatory Minicamp in Owings Mills.
Hey guys, good to see you guys. Good to see you.
When you line up for that 40-yarder and you know it's going to, you know, it can end practice and no meetings, how much is there pressure on you when you're lined up for that 40-yarder?
I mean, sure, but also no, because it's like it's the same thing we're doing, like same process we're doing every time. I looked at Ryan, looked at Coach Minner, and I was like, all right, get ready to go home. Just because it's fun, and you know, it's the same swing, same foot to ball that I've been doing for years and years, and same process. So going out there for it felt good and it was exciting.
How did you kind of process how last year ended, and how did you move on from that moment in Pittsburgh?
I would say the biggest thing that I did was acknowledge and accept it, and took a day or two. And I would say moving on from the kick itself was pretty easy, just because I know, like, you got to be ready for the next kick. You got to be able to put it behind you and confident in the process that I've developed. But I'd say the biggest part moving on was just letting the people that I care about and the people that care about me know, like, hey, I'm good. Nothing's changed for me. I would still, I still feel confident in my abilities. And once I let the people care about me and love me know, like, hey, I'm good, then it was easy to just move on and be like, all right, we're in the off season. It's time to try to reset and reload and so that was the biggest thing, was just getting with the people I care about and getting going. I was super fortunate. I had a couple other kickers around the league reach out to me. Their wives actually reached out to my wife, or I guess my fiance at the time. And so that was really cool. Had a few guys check in on me a couple days later. Hey, how you doing? I was like, oh, man, I'm great. Like, ready to go. No one wished they had that kick back more than me, but got to move on.
Tyler, to follow up on that, I mean, like, do you think it was maybe tougher for the people in your orbit than it was for you? Because, you know, we go online, we see, like, bad people leaving nasty comments on your Instagram or family members' Instagram. I mean, like, was it hard for you to process it in that way?
I don't know about harder. It's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, that sucks. Like, really? Come on. I would say for some people, just because it's hard to understand, like, from an outside perspective, like, the amount of confidence and the amount of work that I have in the process we've developed and, like, my ability to kick a football. I think some people can't quite grasp that until you let them know, like, I'm good. Like, I've been doing this for years, and I feel really comfortable that if I went out there, I'd make it. Same feeling I had the entire time I was getting ready to take that kick. I was like, yeah, this is going in. When people start to understand that, there's a level of, okay, we're good. And makes it easier for them to feel confident, for myself to feel confident. And
so you felt like you didn't really need, I saw that you got married this offseason, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you feel like you didn't need that as a distraction with everything that, the kind of quiet time that you got in the offseason?
No, it was a blast. I mean, it was getting married and going on my honeymoon. The wedding was so fun, and that was a blast. So grateful to be married to my wife. But, yeah, I mean, didn't need a distraction. I was good a couple of days later. And
Tyler, from that mentality, your process, for you, is it about putting it, you know you're going to face questions about it, but do you try and put it behind you completely, or do you hold on to, like, a little part of it and use it as motivation moving forward, or is it just completely flush away next day?
Yeah, so it has to be completely flush away next kick on the emotional side of it. I play a very factual position. It's very, you either made the kick, fact, or you missed the kick, fact. And, you have to be able to look at it objectively and be like, this is why I missed the kick. And you learn from it and you move on. You got to say, hey, I'm still capable of doing this. My process hasn't broken. There may have been a hiccup or something that went wrong, and you need to be able to look at that, address it, and then say, all right, I'm good. We're going to the next one. So holding on to it, no, you got to flush it but you also have to be able to look at it objectively.
Sorry to keep lingering on this, but, you know, obviously when your head coach is dismissed after, the way Steve Bisciotti characterized it to us, you know, he had sort of made his decision before the result of the Pittsburgh game, but in the moment, kind of when John is dismissed, I mean, is it hard to untangle the feelings of, you know, the seas would change in the organization from what happened in Pittsburgh? Were you dealing with that at all for any length of time?
No. You know, we talk about focus on what you can control, and all I can control for myself is my process, taking care of my mental, and, you know, getting close to the people that care about me, being close to my teammates, and just continually, like we talk about now, like be your best. And so, you know, all I was focused on afterwards was, hey, how can I be my best moving forward?
Tyler, was there a message from whether it was another kicker, a family member, somebody that was particularly meaningful and notable for you to hear from that person and what they said?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say the thing that I was most pleased with had nothing to do with the actual miss itself or the kick or anything like that. I had a friend reach out who, and I said after the kick, you know, I'd written down a little prayer and I got asked about it. And one of the verses that I cling to pretty heavily, Romans 8:28, about God working for the good of those who love him. Like he works all things out for the good of those who love him. And, I had a friend reach out to me and be like, hey, that impacted me a lot. And so that was really cool to see. Cause I was like, this, it's so interesting to see how like something as simple as that, man, God used to work in his life. That one for me, like when I got that text, like, oh, that's so cool. So I would say that was the most like impactful or cool text I got.
Tyler, if you're in the same position in 7 months, you got a kick from similar distance, you know, season on the line. You said it, it's a very technical job.
Mm-hmm.
Will the details of what you do in that instance be any different than the details of what you did in the Pittsburgh game? Like, have you changed anything about your process, or would it be the same?
I would say it's going to be the same, just hammered down even more confident. You don't want to add too many elements, and you don't want to remove too many to where now there's room. I think we've continued to refine the process and the parts of my process that we've found success with, just continuing to hit those. I'd say the mental process and how we pick our targets and how we strive to hit a end-over-end straight ball to that target, that's going to stay the same because it's worked and we're continuing to get better at it.
You're not in that situation again until you're in that situation.
Right.
How do you challenge yourself mentally and all those things to kind of try to simulate that as best as you can?
Yeah. I would say situations like we had today at practice where there's stakes on the line. You know, I'm out there and, you know, I got guys counting on me and we go out and we practice that. So there's that. And then there's understanding like that situation. The kick itself, the uprights are the same, you know, the uprights are the same size. I'm kicking the same ball. You know, I'm still me. Got the same process. So that stuff doesn't change, whether it's I'm out here kicking in practice or I'm in that situation. So just reminding myself of that.
How do you kind of come to grips with the likelihood that everything you do this season is going to be seen through the prism of how last year ended?
I mean, all I can do is do my process. So it's, you know, whatever, however other people see it doesn't affect whether, it doesn't affect how I go out and operate about my business. You know, we got Nick Moore back, which is awesome. We got a new punter, Ryan, who's stepping up in really cool ways. I think he was one of the best holders coming out of college football, and, he's put that together for us here, and, the confidence that I have with that unit, with Veen coming back, special teams coordinator, with Randy being back as kicking coach, and Jesse loves special teams, cares about it, like just feels super good about where we're going. And, you know, it matters how I see it, and that's how I see it, is we're going to keep getting better, we're going to keep getting confident, and how other people see it, I can't control.
Have you gone back to watch that kick again?
No. No, we watched it the next day, And just like I said afterwards, it was like, I think it was late lockout. Just kind of swung into the ball, and that's exactly what it was. Came in, I was like, yeah, we late lockout and hit it thin, and it went right.
Tyler, were there any mental practices, some like meditation or anything that you used to help?
Afterwards, like as a remedy, no. I had it, just in my spiritual life, like spend time, meditate on scripture or in quiet time, but nothing like for sports psych or anything like that.
All right. Well, thank you,
Tyler. Cool. Thanks, guys.